and hand over to Andrew.
Thanks, Dawn. Well, welcome everyone on this Trinity Sunday. Today we remember the divine being we worship is known to us as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is a difficult concept to grasp, but we can think of it as meaning that God is with us in three different ways. God created the world. God came to live in the world as a human being in Jesus. And God's Spirit continues to live in our world, carrying on the work of Jesus. Thus, we always have God's threefold presence. Come, let us worship the Father who created the world. Come, let us worship the Son who entered the world. Come, let us worship in the Spirit, God's gift to the world, in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. The peace that comes through God invites us in. The grace that Jesus brings invites us in. The love of the Spirit invites us in. God, the most mysterious and awe-inspiring Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we lay aside our humble concerns. We accept your invitation. We enter your glorious presence. We come to worship you. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. God the Father, I confess my love of you because of your wondrous creation. Yet we have wasted your gifts. Jesus, Son of God, I confess my love of you because you are human like me. Yet we have not loved others. Holy Spirit, I confess my love of you because of the fruits and gifts you bestow. You come in gentleness and also in power. Yet we have been selfish and self-giving. Holy Trinity, we praise you. Forgive our weakness. Amen. We are reconciled to God through Jesus. Praise be to God. May the God whose love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit bless us with the forgiveness and peace that only He can bring. We go forward in you as your forgiven people. Praise be to God. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is taken from Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Peace and hope. Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to God.
God. And so shall we join alternate verses in Psalm 8. We'll say together, O Lord our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heavens is praised out of the mouths of babes at the breast. You have founded a stronghold against your foes, that they might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, and the stars that you have ordained, what is man that you should be mindful of him, the son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honour. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit. One God, who was, and is to come. Alleluia, alleluia.
And now our second reading from John 16, beginning at verse 12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. And all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Many years ago, when I was teaching in Barnstaple and before Sue and I took on St Albans School, I trained at Salisbury Theological College to be ordained as a non-stipendiary minister in the Church of England. I didn't complete the training because St Albans became my parish. The college was in Salisbury Cathedral Close, and it was a wonderful experience. The Reverend Justin White is a priest vicar at Salisbury Cathedral, and he tells this tale. For much of the last 20 years, I have been a school chaplain, teaching, as you might expect, theology and religious studies, but also physics, for my background is in science. Some years ago, the school inspectors were inspecting the girls' school where I was then serving. The inspector responsible for examining the humanities subjects spotted me in the school corridor, sporting my giveaway dog collar, and followed me into the classroom. I was nervous, but prepared. I handed the inspector my risk assessment for the lesson. He looked at me somewhat askance. I then gave him a pair of safety goggles. His puzzlement turned to trepidation. The lesson proceeded. It took him 20 minutes before he sheepishly got up and left the classroom, realizing that this was, in fact, not a religious studies lesson, but a physics lesson. I'd been teaching Year 9 girls how to wire a 3-pin plug. The inspector had imagined that this was my elaborate metaphor for the Holy Trinity. He later admitted he could see how the earth pin might be God the Son, for he came down to earth, and he could see how the live pin might be God the Holy Spirit, for he enlivens all things. But for the life of him, he couldn't see how I was going to make God the Father the neutral pin. So here we are on Trinity Sunday. It's always quite a liturgical journey. Way back in Advent, we prepared to receive God as a human being. At Christmas and Epiphany, we actually received him. Almost at once, we were plunged into Lent and struggled to reform ourselves so that we might be better witnesses when Easter came round. And at Easter, we heard again, we acted out, we witnessed Christ's dying and Christ's rising. 2.5 weeks ago, we watched him ascend. And last Sunday, in a deluge of uncreated fire and wind, we received the Holy Spirit. And that, you may say, is it. We've crossed the canyons of Advent and Lent. We've scaled the mountains of Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. From tomorrow, the life of the church is resumed green and ordinary. And yet, there's one more thing to do. On this last great Sunday, we turn our minds from what God has done in the world to gaze on God Himself. Today, we meditate on God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, ever three, ever one, world without end. There have been many analogies trying to explain the Trinity, and actually each one falls short. The Trinity is like water. Water has three states: solid, liquid, and gas. Although the water changes forms, it's still H2O. Just as water changes forms, so too does the Trinity take different forms. No, emphatically no. No one molecule of H2O can actually exist as solid, liquid, and gas at the same time. To suggest that this is like the Trinity is to teach the heresy of modalism. God, the Holy Trinity, is three persons. Try this one. God is like an egg. In one egg, you have the yolk, the white, and the shell composing one full egg. No, this is tritheism. Our God is three persons in one substance. The Trinity is like the light, sun, the heat, spirit, created by the Son, the Father. No, this is Arianism. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are fully God. These helpful analogies have strained our doctrine beyond the limits of elasticity. They're not Christianity. So, what are we to say on Trinity Sunday? Three persons in one substance. We must give up this picture of three distinct individuals. There is only one substance, God, but there are three persons. It's a mystery. What the Church has tried to formulate for us is that there are three aspects of one divine being. Your idea of God cannot do without all of them together, and none of them can be reduced into the others. Well, then, we must begin and end with Jesus. Where else? Had I no knowledge of Jesus, the divine self-revelation, I don't think I'd believe in God at all. Looking at the world, what I would see is meaningless, lots of sound and fury, but signifying nothing and ending in nothingness, a stream of existence that rushes over the precipice of death and is swallowed up by a sea of oblivion. Everything at the mercy of time and chance. The reason that I don't believe that is because I have witnessed Jesus and had my vision of the world transformed by what he did, what he said, and who he is. I have come to understand him and his self-revelation as the only begotten Son of God, given to us because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What kind of love is this? What kind of giver gives such a gift? Furthermore, those of us who accept this gratuitous gift and acknowledge that love by taking upon themselves the threefold name of this God are born again into a world not subject by the vagaries and futilities of time and chance. It is looking through Jesus that I come to see that world governed by God. When I look at the world through him, I see not a stream that disappears into an ocean of oblivion, but the way that leads through truth to life. The conviction of this is a voice within me that enables me to cry out to God, Abba, Father. That voice is, I believe, the Spirit placing the words of Jesus into my mouth and my heart. We call God Father because Jesus called him Father, and the Spirit gives us that name to say. Where did the title Son of God come from? Did it perhaps begin when Jesus' disciples heard him pray to his Father, and they saw that dialogue, in that dialogue, a relationship of unmatched intimacy and familiarity and authority? God is the one whom Jesus called Father. Jesus is the one God called Son. The power that enables us to see and confess that is the Spirit. It begins and ends in Jesus. The belief in God as one and three, as Trinity, stems from the starting point of Jesus and flows back to the same. The difficulty, if it is a difficulty, about the Trinitarian doctrine is not the difficulty of a mathematical puzzle or a metaphor strained beyond limit, but rather the difficulty of comprehending a love that goes so deep. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in the oneness of love beyond all our understanding. To whom alone is, was, and shall be ascribed, as is most justly due, all might, dominion, majesty, and power in all eternity. Amen.
Now we're going to pray, and together we can say the words in bold. Living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are a God of positivity and power, and entrust to you our fragmented world, so vulnerable and so drained by negativity. We pray for the people of Ukraine and of Russia, of Turkey and Syria, of Israel and Palestine, of Serbia and the Balkans, for the continent of Africa, for the people of our own nation, and for all places in the world that are on our hearts where there is division, hardship, climatic challenges, and suffering. Empower the peacemakers, resource the aid workers, and unite us all with the courage to believe
that
together
we can
make
a
difference.
Difference. Amen. Amen.
We pray for young people sitting exams and making career choices, that they might feel positive about their abilities and about themselves and share their aspirations and creativity and beauty with their little corner of the world. Empower their teachers and mentors, resource their schools and places of learning, and unite us all with the courage to believe
that
together we
we can
make
make
a
a difference.
Amen.
Amen.
And we pray for one another, our families, our friends, our church, our community, as we live out the adventure you have called each of us on, with the challenges, the opportunities, the privileges, and the responsibilities. And we especially remember those who are ill at the moment, and those we know, the sick, Steph, Jacques, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Brian, Gerald, Tanya, Roger, Ian, Martin, Matthew, Sue, Cynthia, Richard, and Jean. And we pray also for Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. And we think especially of the family and friends of Rod Randerson and Rupert Pilkington, who have recently passed away. Empower those who are in positions of influence. Resource those who are carers and encouragers and providers. And unite us all with the courage to believe that together
we can make a difference.
Amen.
Amen. The Collect for Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all our adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. God, the Holy Trinity, make us strong in faith and love. Defend us on every side and give us in truth and guide us in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Fellowship of the Trinity, three in one and one in three, in your presence enfold me. Comfort me in time of pain, send me sunshine in the rain. Help me to stand strong again, strong in faith, mountains to move, strong in power, your love to prove, strong in love, your people soothe.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. That was really, really lovely. A very good talk. I'm sure we all enjoyed listening to that.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. And well, I haven't. I don't think I've thought as far as next week yet, but I will. I will sort and speak to various. I think Helen. Actually, I think you would. Were you Helen? Were you down to help for next week? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I'll be back.
She's rushing off to get a list.
Thank you, Sue and Andrew. That was lovely.
I
Very
have
good.
a list,
Thank you.
yes.
I'm not sure I was, but I certainly can be. Maybe.
Oh no, it was Helen Highland that was going to help. But Andrew, if I were to ask you, would you be happy to do a talk for next Sunday? Are you home?
Diary, Sue, it's just here. I think so. I don't think there should be a problem. Just hang on a sec. The 22nd, is it? Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah,
that's
that's fine.
right. That's lovely.
Very
Well, and
happy to
I
do
will,
whatever you want.
and I can do the same again with the Zoom at the beginning.
Okay.
That's what we'll do for next week, and I'll get the order of service.
Okay.
Sorry, I was late. I tried to get in, and it wouldn't let me in.
Oh, poor Andrew.
Oh,
We'll
we're
be lovely to
so
have you
I,
anyway. We
yeah,
all
I see you
whispered,
out
"Where's Angela?"
there.
But
Exactly.
I was trying from
Oh,
20 past. So
dear. Bless
I'm
you.
sorry.
It's
Thank
always a
you.
worry when that happens, isn't
It
it?
was
Yeah.
lovely when you appeared.
Absolutely.
That's really
Lovely to see you.
thank you, Andrew.
Thank
Thank
you.
See you next week.
you. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Lovely to see
Bye.
you
Have a good
all.
weekend.
Bye.